Begin the current daf, Masechet Simnachas daf Yud. Begin on the bottom of Testament Beis, second line up from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, and that is the Gemara was bringing the source for the Halacha of our Mishnah, which spoke about Kometz B'smol, if someone does Kemitza, taking the fistful of a flower offering that gets burnt on the Mizbech with the left hand, then it's going to be Pasul. Says the Gemara, what's the source for that? So Reb Zera said, because the Pasuk in the Yikra, when it talks about the Kemitza, says, V'yakar v'sa mincha, v'yamali kapimim, and he should fill up the palm of his hand with that fistful of flour. Now, which palm is that? So when it says by the Mitzayra that they take the loig of Shem and then they pour it on the left palm of the Kayin, which is Al-Kav Kayin, Hasmol is. So over here it's the left, telling you, but everywhere else the palm is going to be the right hand. On that the Gemara asks, but maybe it's not telling you to exclude other places. Maybe it's just telling you that over here the halacha requires the left hand. On that says the Gemara, but it says the second time the word Smol is. So that's the extra one that's telling you only here left and not other places. On that says the Gemara, no, maybe the second time saying the left is what's called a mir achar mirt. It's saying left, and again saying only left, which actually, when you say a double exclusion, it's actually l'rabbis and saying that actually you could also have the right, and not just the left. Says the Gemara, but it says a third time the word smallest. And therefore it's telling you, but that nowhere else is it left. On that says the Gemara, no, maybe the third time they're saying smallest, this is to say, to compare to everywhere else. Say, just like here it's left, also everywhere else it's a left hand. That's what the Gemara concluded. It says actually four times the word smallest. Two times by the Mitzayra, that's Asher, that's the wealthy Mitzayra. Two times by the poor Mitzayra. A total of four, where from all those, therefore the fourth one's going to teach us that, no, only here it's the left, everywhere else, including the halachas of Kemitza, where it says has to be with the palm of the Kayin, has to be with the right hand. Now this, Amalei Reb Yirmiyah Reb Zera. Reb Zera, who had taught this interpretation, Reb Yirmiyah asked him that, since you're expounding, every time it says by the Mitzayra the word smallest, the left, you're expounding it, and that's where you end up extrapolating and saying that only over here is the left, but everywhere else, including the Halacha of Kemitza, is the right hand. So then he asks him, then if that's the case, so then also you should expound, Al Boyin Yodeh HaYemanis, on his right, big, on his, the right hand, on his thumb, Val Boyin Ragla HaYemanis, and regarding his right leg of his big toe, Regarding that the Pasuk says, where it says this terminology both by the placing of the oil, the loig of Hashem, and has to be put on the Mitzayra, it says it both by the wealthy Mitzayra and by the poor Mitzayra, which, as Tosfos points out, actually the Gemara could have asked also regarding the third place. The Mitzayra has that they throw the blood and the Shemen on him, both on his right big toe, his right thumb, and also on his earlobe on the right side. So why didn't mention that is because Taisa says since it only was Reb Zeh was discussing the kaf, the palm of the Mitzayra, so there in regards to the laws of Mitzayra, so therefore it talks about the bayin, which is also regarding the hand, and then the bayin also is, the big toe is also called the bayin. And therefore talks about it by the Ani and the Usher, and truthfully also he could have discussed also the tenuch, which is the earlobe. But what Reb Yirmiyah asked Reb Zeh is, so lomali, so then, why do I need to say this? Since the pasuk already says, "Al dama asham yitin es Hashem," and it says, "Wherever you place the blood on the mitzayra, that's where you put the oil." Now, so therefore, I know it's going to be on his right hand because it already says the terminology "bayin yad" and "bayin regel" by the blood of the asham. Before that, like the parentheses as we continue to have Yudim and Aleph adds on the cost of Adama Ashim, it already tells us that where do you put the oil? You put it on the same place where you put the blood. So the blood already, we know it says you do it on his toe and you do it on his thumb and you do it on the earlobe. So then, if you're already expounding extra terminologies there, as you said, smallest, every time smallest you expound something else, so then why does it say over here, and smallest is when they put it on the Kayin's left palm to take the oil and dip it and throw. But when you throw it on the Mitzayra, it's on his right side. Why does it mention, again, that you put the oil on his right thumb and then his right toe, his right big toe, when you already know it from Dama Ashram? Meaning, because you're putting exactly where you put the Dama Ashram, and Dama Ashram already tells us it's Zambayin Yad and Bayin Rego. So that says Reb Zera, Chad, one of the Al-Bayhens, both of the hand, we have to tell you, and of the foot, is Lahakshar Tzedadin, is to validate, even if it's the side of the bayin, in the side of the thumb or of the big toe, which the Gemara tells later on that Tzadik Vav Men Aleph, the word al could also mean not just on top, but also near it. Like it says, Va'olav Mat Menashe, that near him was the tribe of Menashe. So that's what one of them is. Al bayin, yeah, you already know where it's supposed to be. But we're saying the extra terminology of al-boyin yad, and also both that applies by boyin regel, to tell you that the side is okay. Now v'chad, and the other al-boyin, because it says once by the usher yad and regel, and says once by ani on yad and regel. So we need to tell you by each one yad and regel this law that the sides of the thumb is just as valid as the top. Now v'chad, the other one that says al-boyin also by the hand and the foot is lifsel tzidit stadn, is to invalidate it when it's the side of the sides, meaning the flesh that's on the bottom of the sole of the foot or by the palm, because we're saying it has to be al. Al could include the side, which is studden, but it can't be on the bottom, which is the sides of the sides. Because the top, then there's the side, and the side of the sides is the bottom. That's why it says another time, al-bayin, to exclude the bottom. So on that, the Gemara continues asking. But al-dam ha-asham, this that it says by the wealthy mitzera, that you throw the oil on the place of where the blood of the asham was put, which are in all these three places on his right side. And on makam dam ha-asham, and on the place of where the blood of the asham is, when it talks about it by the poor mitzera, lamai asu, what are they coming to teach us? In other words, why do you need two psukim? We understand why I had to say one of them, either by the usher or by the ani, to tell us that you place the oil on the blood and not near it. But why does it have to say that you put it on the place of where the blood is? Says the Gemara, hani tzrichi. No, you needed to say both. Why? Again, this is the source of where you put it. We said, so then, if this is the source, why does it say it? Bayin yodeh hayimon is, bayin ragla hayimon is, both by ani and usher, by the mitzayra, if we already know you put it where the dama usher is, which is what these psukim were expounding. So that we said, to validate studen, to invalidate the tzidit studen. But the Gemara's question was, okay, but say it by either the usher or the ani, why does it have to say, al dama usher, amokim dama usher? So the Gemara says, no, hani tzrichi, you needed to say both of those terminologies, which one is said by the usher, one said by the ani. Ikas Rachmana al dama asham, and the Torah only said that you put the oil on the mitzvah where you put the blood of the asham on the mitzvah. Havamina would have said, isay, if the blood is still there, then in. Then you're going to put the oil on it, because it has to go under the dama of the asham. But niskaneach, if let's say the blood already gotten wiped off, loya would say you don't put the oil anymore on the mitzvah. That's why it says by the ani, it says on the place of where the blood is, even if the blood's not there. Now, because Rahman al-Makam had, we only had the other terminology in saying on the place of where the blood was put, Havamina, I would have said, Dafka niskanech, that's only valid if it already got wiped off and it's just the place of where the blood was. Aval Isay, but if the blood is still there, Eima Havachatzitza, I would say actually it's interposition between the oil and the thumb, and it's actually going to be invalid because the Torah says you have to put the oil al-bayin on the thumb, which it's not on the thumb because it's on the blood that's on the thumb. Ah, kamash malan al dama asham. That's what I have to say. Even on the blood of the asham, it's okay either one. If the blood is there or if the blood's not there, that's what he said, both those terminologies, but on the end of asham. But now the Gemara continues asking Omer Rava. He says, well, me'achad achsib al dam ha'asham, v'al mokayim dam ha'asham. So now that it says both of these terminologies, now, uksiva yamanis badam. So you're telling me that the Torah is telling you, wherever you put the blood of the asham, that's where you put the oil on the blood of the asham on the mitzvah. That's where you put the oil on the mitzvah. Now the difficulty is uksiva yamanis badam. Now already by the laws of the blood of where you put it on the mitzvah, it says that you put it on the right side. So then asks Rava al bayin yodeh hayamanis va bayin ragla hayamanis. So now regarding this, that it has to be the right toe, the right thumb. That when it talks about putting the oil onto the wealthy or the poor mitzayra, it says over there to do it the right thumb, the right toe, lamali. Why is it necessary to say that? And to tell you that it's going to be the right side that you put the oil on, you don't have to say that neither by the ani or by the asher. Because although, yes, as we pointed out before, that the extra words al-bayin were necessary to say both by the wealthy and the poor mitzayra, to say that the sides are okay, but the sides of the sides, meaning the bottom of the toe, is not okay. But why does it say yamanis? Why does it have to tell me it has to be the right side? I already know that because it's wherever the blood was placed, that's where the oil is placed. And we already know by the blood that's the right side. Why say the extra words right side by the oil? Elam Rava, rather Rava, actually does not hold of the interpretation that we started off in the previous daf, an explanation of the source up until now. I mean, up until now, which what the Gemara's whole discussion was, explaining this whole parasha of the Mitzayra, because of Reb Zeri's interpretation of how do you know the Allah of our Mishnah that come with Bismillah is possible? How do you know Kmitzah is to be done with the right hand? So Reb Zeri had said, because it talks about the leg of the shemen of the mitzvah, and it says it with the smallest, and it says it four times. So in the fact that it says it four times, we said, is going to tell you that only over here is the left hand used, but everywhere else, including Kmitzah, then it's left hand is going to be possible. It has to be with the right hand. And that says Rava, but if that would be the case, as Rava had just asked, then why does it say that the shemen that's put on the mitzvah usher or the mitzvah ani has to be in the right side? What do you mean? You already know everything has to be the right side. The only thing that's the left side is before they even do the sprayings of the oil on the mitzvah. When the kohen pours into another kohen's hand, the oil, which is where he's going to dip his hand into and spray onto the mitzvah, is done with his left hand. So why would it be necessary to say you're spraying it on the mitzvah's right side? Of course, everything is done with the right side. Rather, says Rava, that no, actually, the necessity of saying that the oil of the mitzvah is sprayed on his right side is necessary for the following drasha, which is actually the source for the halacha of our Mishnah, not like the way Reb Zeri had said it. Says Rava, yad yad likamitza. We have Gzeres Shava, that it says by the wealthy mitzvah, it says, yada hayamanis, that you put it onto his right hand. Where, as we said, that's unnecessary, because we already know that you put the blood on his right side. Obviously, you're going to put, and you say you put the oil where you put the blood, obviously we know it's going to be the right side. So that word is extra, that it's the right hand to make Gzeres Shava. Because by Kemitza, it also says the word hand, though it doesn't say the actual word hand, but it's the same meaning, Vayimali Kapoy, that he fills up the palm of his hand with the flour. To tell you, just like by the mitzvah, when it talks about it, you throw the oil on his hand, it's the right hand, and that is extra because we already know that to tell us this Gzeres Shava, that also commits, so it also says that it has to be done with the hand, is going to be with the right hand. So therefore, that's where we know the law of Kemitza, that it's done with the right hand, not from smallest, and that also answers the question, so why does it say the word Hayamanis by the right hand and the right foot and the right ear? So that's what Rav is telling us. That's to teach us Gzeres Shavas. One is to teach us Gzeres Shava because they're unnecessary. We already know it's on all these right parts because it's exactly where the blood is, and the blood already told us on the right parts. So the hand is telling us that Kemitz is also with the right hand. Regel l'chalitza. The fact that it says by the wealthy Mitzayra's oil that it's put on his right leg is to make a drasha for the laws of chalitza, which over Gzeres Shava, where there is also talks about the leg, where the woman who her husband died without any children goes and does chalitza. It says v'cholze nali maragli, she takes from her brother-in-law the shoe off of his foot. Which foot is that? Just like the regular mitzvah is his right foot, and that's extra because we know that to tell us this Gzeres Shava. Also, by chalitza is going to be the shoe from the right foot, and finally eisen l'ritzia. He has to have the Gzeres Shava of the right ear, which is also by the shemen of the usher, which is unnecessary, because we already know it's where the dam is, which is also the right ear. Coming to tell us, Gzeres Shava of Eisen for the laws of Ritzia, where it says regarding the Eved that doesn't want to go free after 6 years, the Eved Ivri wants to stay all the way till Yevil. So it says, V'ratza adoinim es aznei b'marzea, that his master goes and bores a hole in his ear. Which ear is that? Just like by the Mitzvah, it says his eyes and his ear, it's the right ear. So too, the Ritzia, the boring of the hole of the Eved, is also with the right ear, as this Gzeres Shava is brought in the first parak of Masechet Kedushin of Tezvav Med Aleph. Now, however, this was only, these three expositions, we're all talking about the right side of the toe and of the thumb and of the ear of the wealthy Mitzvah. But what's with those extra terminologies of right side by the Mitzvah Ani? So that, as the Gemara tells us later on, Rava holds that we don't learn that anything from those things. But rather, like the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel tells us, whenever the Torah is coming to tell us a new Chiddush, which is we learn out something new from the Mitzvah of the Ani, so it repeats the whole parasha, but there's really nothing that we're learning out from the word Yamanis by the Mitzvah Ani. But the Mitzvah Asher, those three things that are seemingly superfluous, that they're the right side, are coming to teach us these Gzeres Shabbos. As the Gemara continues, it asks, now, however, Smalis, which the Gersa is not like we have in the parentheses of Ani, to the contrary, is actually talking about the wealthy mitzvah, when it talks about the left hand, which is not necessary, lamayasa, what's it coming to teach us? In other words, as we mentioned in the previous stuff, it says four times the word smallest. Now, Reb Zeri expounds it, but Rava disagrees with those expositions. He doesn't use it as a source to teach us, but everywhere else has to be the right hand. That actually learns out from Kemitza, from yad yad, from the extra word yad when it talks about the right side of the hand of the mitzvah, not the left palm of the kohen who's holding the oil before him. So you understand why it says the first time the word smallest tells us that here has to be the left hand and not the right hand regarding the palm of the kain. But why does it say the second time? According to Rava, what's the interpretation? Now again, the other two times that it says by Ani, that we'll see later on, we don't darshan anything from that. But we're talking about the left hand of the usher. Why does it say the second time? Some Rav Sheshem Bar David, he says, Lifsel Yamin, the Kohen Mitzvah. It's coming to tell us that actually to invalidate if the Kohen receives the blood from the leg of the Shemin, the oil of the leg of the Shemin with his right hand. What does that mean? Because Shalei Temi, you shouldn't say, Uma b'makam Shalei Nisrapsa Smol. If in general, most places which the left hand is not included, you're not allowed to do it with the left hand. Nisrapsa Yamin, the halacha is that the right hand is included. So b'makam Shalei Nisrapsa Smol. So in a place where, like in this situation, which we already mentioned the first time that it says you could do it with the left hand, Ein Adin Shalei Nisrapsa Yamin, actually isn't it going to be a Kavah Chaymer that for sure you could go ahead and receive the oil in the right hand? That's why I have to say the word smilis by the Mitzayir Usher a second time to repeat the pasuk, what's called Shina Lova Kasav La'akiv, to tell you that no, it could only be with the left hand and not with the right hand. Now Rashi points out, but why don't you say like Reb Zeira said in the previous daf, maybe the fact that it says a second time smilis is actually what's called Mir Achamiyat, and it's actually on the Rabbis, and actually coming to include that you could do it with the right hand, and not excluding. So that says Rashi, no, it's not a difficulty, because the way Rava was saying it, the first time that it says smilis is not a mute. Why? Why isn't it a mute? I mean, it's a mute, saying you can only use the left hand, not the right hand. No. Because since, like Rava told us, that there's a gzeres shava of yad, yad, lekemitza, so we would have thought to say that here also there's a gzeres shava, because when it says over here that it has to be, so that's a yad, yad, gzeres shava, that's talking about the right hand of the mitzayra, where it's thrown on him, to the yad of kemitza. It says Rashi, based on that gzeres shava of Rava, we would have said that the gzeres shava would also apply to the palm of the kohen who receives the oil before that's thrown in the mitzayra, that kaf, that palm, which is also the word yad, just like it says the word kaf by kemitza, should also be his right hand. Now that's why it has to say the first time smol, to say that it's actually kosher with the left hand. But therefore, I wouldn't say that to me. I would say, and for sure the right hand because of the gzeres shava. That's what they tried to say a second time, the word smol is to actually come to exclude the min, but it's not a mid achamid, because the first time is not a mid even. It's just saying it's even kosher with the left hand, and then the second one is saying, but only the left hand and not the right hand. But now the Gemara continues and asks, the idach smol is, but then the other left hand, which Yirtza takes out the words the yad, the regal, yamanis, and the right hand and foot, which it's also going to be answering that question. But the primary question is of the ani. The extra terminologies of left hands, which Reb Zeira had expounded all the four terminologies of smallest. But according to Rav, he's only expounding the first two of the usher. But regarding all these terminologies by the Ani, Lamayasa, what are they coming to tell us? As we said, that actually the question does apply to the right hand too. So that says the Gemara, look at the Tanit Beir Bishmal, look at the Braisa that was taught in the Shivir Bishmal, that says, Kol Parasha Shenemer V'Nishnas, any Parasha, any topic that was already said in the Torah once before, and it's repeated again, Loi Nishnas is not being repeated, the whole text, El Bishvil Davish Neschadish, but only because it's something that's a novelty that's being said in it. Now, when it repeats the whole parasha of Mitzayra, which already said it, oh, his whole parasha, then it repeats it again by the poor Mitzayra, it's only being repeated because of a novelty, which is the halach of carbon oil of a yared, which generally, you have to bring a carbon, you have to bring that carbon. There's a few exceptions called when there's a sliding scale, depending on how much money you have, like by the Mitzayra Ani, where then he brings a bird karbanis, he brings the lesser type of karbanis, that's why he repeats it, but it's not coming to tell us anything because of the word yamanis that it says by all these things, and the fact that it's the smallest is not teaching us anything, and therefore we don't have to interpret that because it's only repeated because of the halacha of karbanis l'vayered, and that's why we don't darshan anything from those words. Now the Gemara continues on this topic, that we'll come back to the Salach of our Mishnah from the previous daf. Amar Rabbi Babachana Amar B'Shim B'Lakish. He says, Kamakim Shenemer Etzba V'Kohuna, says Rish Lakish, wherever it says in a parasha in the Torah, the word finger and kohen, in El Yimin, it has to be with the right hand. So, says the Gemara, Kasag Daitach, you would think to say, what Rish Lakish was saying is, Etzba U'Kohuna Binan, meaning that you need to have both for it to say the word finger and the word kohuna. And that's where we say that it's only going to be with the right hand, but only if it says both etzba kuhuna. For example, like the karban chatas, it says the pasuk miyikra. It says v'lokach ha-koyin medam ha-chatas be'etzboi, that the koyin takes from the blood of the karban chatas with his finger. So here it says kuhuna, etzba, and there for sure we know that the koyin has to take it with his right finger that he sprays the karban chatas on the mizbeach because of a gamma mitzayra. We learn that from the wealthy mitzayra, The chesiv, like the pasuk says, by yikra b'tavol hakoyin, it's boy hayamanis. The kohen dips in his right finger. Now, so therefore, just like over here by the mitzvah, it says the word etzba and kohuna, and it's the right finger, like the pasuk says. So too, in general, when it says etzba and kohuna, it's also going to be the right hand. Now, if that's the interpretation of Rish Lakish, ask the Gemara, but Hari Kemitza. We have the fistful that's done by a mincha, the like siva be'el kohuna. It doesn't say the word etzba, doesn't say the word yad. It just says the terminology of kohuna. Utnan, yet still we learn in our Mishnah, kametz b'smol pasul. If you do kemitza with the left hand, it's going to be invalid. It doesn't say etzba, doesn't say that terminology, it just says kohuna. It says, yeah, you have to fill up your kapoy, but it doesn't say this exact terminology that he's saying, and yet we see the left hand is possible. You see, it doesn't have to say both of those to say that it has to be with the right hand. So Rabbi says, you're right. That's not what Rish Lakish was saying. He's saying, oi etzba, oi kuhuna. As long as there's one of these two terms, either the word finger or the word kuhuna, either one of them will mandate the right hand. So by kmitz, where it says kuhuna, it has to be with the right hand. However, on this, Omale Abaye said to him, and he asked, but this halacha regarding the transporting of the limbs when after the carbon is slaughtered and taken apart, so then the limbs are brought to the ramp of the mizbeach. The chsiv b'hu kohuna, where there it does say the terminology of kohuna, the chsiv, like it says the pasuk v'yikra, it says v'hikra v'akoyin sakol. The kohen brings it all near, as it says later on, hamizbeach to the mizbeach. Now, v'amamar, the master said, zuhe lochas eivarm lekevish, that this refers to the bringing of the limbs to the ramp. Now, so and it says the word kohuna over there, v'hikra v'akoyin. And Utnan, that we learn in the Mishnah Masechta, this Tamid Avlam and Alvam and Beis regarding the transporting of the limbs to the Mizbeach, it says, Haregel Shel Yamin, the leg of the right side would be transported Bismol with the Kohen's left hand. Now the reason is because, like the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Chafeim and Aleph, that the order of taking the limb to the Mizbeach was that the head of the animal with the leg was carried at one time. Now when it says the leg, from the fact that it's going together with the head, it definitely means the right leg, which is more distinct, more distinguished. Now, so therefore the head, which was very heavy, would go in the right hand, the stronger hand, and the thigh, the right thigh, was taken with the Kohen's left hand, even though it says over there the word kohuna. Ubeis Ari L'chutz, and the hide, the skin part, which was still covered, the skin was facing towards the out part, the part that was cut, and the bloody part was taken towards the inner part of the kohen. But one thing we see is that even though it says the word kohuna by halacha zevarm, you see it was done, at least some of the limbs, with the left hand. Don't you see it has to be done with the right hand if it says kohuna? No, it says, Rava ki amrinan, oy etzbay kohuna. When do we say this drasha, that if it says either the finger or the word kohuna, that it has to be with the right hand? That's b'davam akav kapar. That's only something that's integral to the atonement, similar to the source that we're learning out from the spraying of the on the mitzayra. Where, however, that excludes halacha that you're asking from, which is not ma'akiv, because either you could go ahead and skin and dismember the animal right next to the ramp, so you don't have to transport it, or if there's many kahanim, they could just pass it one to the other, and you're not going to have to be transporting it. So since it's not ma'akiv the kapar, therefore, even though it says the word kuna, it's not going to have to be at the right hand. But the Gemara continues asking. But Vari Kabbalah, you have the receiving of the blood of an animal after the Shechit is done. That's Dav Amak of Kaparuhu. That's something that's integral for the atonement because it's not possible not to receive a blood in the Kli. And Vekasa Bakuhuna. And there it says Kuhuna. Tachsiv, like it says the Pasuk B'Yikra. It says Vekrivim and the Aaron HaKahanim as Adam. That the sons of Aaron, the Kahanim, they should bring near the blood, which in Teres Kainim they expound. What does it mean Vekrivu? Zu Kabbalah Sadam, that refers to the receiving of the blood. Now, it's not, we're learning the Mishnah Masechet that says, Kibul b'smol pasul. Tanakama holds, if you receive the blood with the left hand, it's invalid. But Rabbi Shimon says, it's valid if you do Kabbalah with the smol. How could you do Kabbalah with the left hand if Rish Lakish says that when it says kohuna, in something that's ma'akav kabbar, like Kabbalah, has to be the right hand? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon kamrit, you're asking from Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, tarti ba'i. Rabbi Shimon, yes, he requires both the terminology etzba and kohuna to have to be the right hand. When Rish Lakish says it's either the etzba or kohuna, he was going according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, who according to them, it's going to be pasul if you don't do it with the right hand. But Rabbi Shimon says it's kasha because it's not enough just with kohuna. And that's what Kabbalah is, kasha with the left hand, according to Rabbi Shimon. That is the Gemara, Umibay Rabbi Shimon Tati. Does Rabbi Shimon really require both the terminology etzba and kohuna to mandate it being done with the right hand? But Ratanu in the Brayis, Rabbi Shimon, he says, Kamakum Shnem Riyad, whenever it says the word hand, and El Yamin, that's only referring to the right hand, because we learn out from the right hand of the Mitzayru Asher, which it's put on his right hand. Etzba, when it says the word finger, and El Yamin is only the right hand. So you see, he says that even if it just says one of them, even just Etzba or Yad, and not Kohuna, it has to be with the right hand. And seemingly the same thing if it just says kuhuna. It could also be only with the right hand. So how are you saying Rabbi Shimon says and you need to have both etzba and kuhuna to have to be the right side? That says the Gemara, no. Etzba loy baya kuhuna. Where it says the word etzba, even though it doesn't say the word kayin, then that's going to tell us it has to be the right side. As we find such a pasuk in Achrimais. It doesn't say the word kayin over there. It says he takes from the blood of the bull and he sprays it with his finger. That's where it says etzba without kuhuna. That has to be with the right, the finger of the right hand. But kuhuna by etzba. But according to Rabbi Shimon, even when it says kuhuna, we don't say it has to be with the right hand unless it also says etzba. And that's why he validates Kabbalah with the left hand, because although it says kuhuna, but it doesn't say etzba. But then the question is, so then according to Rabbi Shimon, why does it say kuhuna over there? I mean, according to the Rabbanan, where it says kuhuna or etzba to say it with the right hand, we know why it says kuhuna by Kabbalah. According to Rabbi Shimon, why does it say the word kuhuna if it's not teaching us anything? It says, well, no, it's teaching us bikuhuna, that like in the case of Kabbalah, where it just says kuhuna, it doesn't say etzba, so it doesn't have to be the right hand, but it teaches us that he has to be wearing his Kohanic garments, that he's in his Kohanic vestment, that in that status, that's the only way Kabbalah is going to be kosher. That's what it's teaching, but it's not teaching us to be the right hand. However, the Gemara continues on the Beis and asks, but v'hari zriku, we have the throwing of the blood. The likes of Be'el kuhuna, there it only says kuhuna. It doesn't say that it's with the etzba, that has to be with the right hand. With Tanan, yeah, we learned in the Mishnah, where it's not clear exactly what this Mishnah is, but Zark b'smol pasal. If you throw the blood with the left hand, it's invalid. The light polygraph Shimon, Shimon does not dispute that. But why not? Why should it have to be the right hand if it doesn't say etzba? It just says kuhuna. And Rabbi Shimon said that even things that are ma'akav kapara, if it just says kuhuna, that doesn't mandate the right hand. So Abai, he says, you're right, polyg b'braisa. Rabbi Shimon, however, is quoting the Braisa that he does disagree, and he says actually throwing with the left hand is actually kosher, and therefore the same thing would apply to the Mishnah. It's said in the Braisa, but actually in the halacha of the Mishnah, he disputes it. The Tanakh learned the Braisa. Kibul b'smol pasul, the Tanakhama says, he received the blood in the left hand, it's invalid. Rabbi Shimon machsheh, like we mentioned before, he says it is kosher. Zark b'smol pasul, says the Tanakhama, if the kohen throws the blood with the left hand, it's invalid. Rabbi Shimon machsheh, Rabbi Shimon holding it as valid, so that's why he disagrees, yes, because it only says kahuna, and that's not enough. It has to say the word etzba or the word yad to tell you it's going to be with the right hand. Now that Rashi says, but why didn't the Gemara ask from the laws of Kemitza, from our Mishnah, where there it only talks about kuhuna, and yet the Mishnah taught in Avav that if you do Kemitza with the left hand, it's going to be possible, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't disagree. Why not? It just says kuhuna. So why should it have to be the right hand? Says Rashi, the reason is why he doesn't disagree in the laws of Mincha, that it has to be done with the right hand and it's not kosher with the left hand, because like the Gemara tells us later on, you learn out that the left hand is invalid from a different source, not from kuhuna. You're right, kuhuna itself would not tell us it has to be with the right hand. But it's because of the pasuk that says, kodesh kodeshim kechatzas v'chashim, as the Gemara is going to tell us later on, that if one is doing it with the hand, it has to be done with the right hand. And that's why he doesn't disagree with the halacha of our Mishnah. But regarding the blood karbanos, where that's not learned out the same way as the menachas, the only source there would be kuhuna and etzba. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon is going to say it's going to be kosher, the Kabbalah and the Zriku with the left hand, because it only says kuhuna, it doesn't say the word etzba to tell you that it has to be done with the right hand. But now the Gemara asks, ve'elo hodam Rava. Well, this that Rava said on Amman Aleph, that yad, yad, likemitzam, and this that it says by the Mitzayra Usher, we said, seemingly saying that you put the oil on his right hand, we said, was unnecessary. So he said, oh, you're right. The reason why it's there is it's extra to teach you Gzeirah Shava when it talks about hand by kemitza, which it actually doesn't say the word hand, it says kapai, his palm, but we said it's coming to teach you, that, which is a similar type of a word, that the kemitza has to be done with the right hand too. And that is the Gemara, lomali, but why is it necessary that that's why he's saying it says the extra word yad by the mitzayra to teach the Gzeirah Shava of a kemitza, but why? Why do you need this? Which was what Rava was addressing, but mekuhuna nafka. What do you mean? You know this halacha where it says by kemitza v'kamat zakayin that the kohen does kemitza, and Rava said before according to the opinion of the Rabbanan that wherever it says either etzba or kuhuna, it means the right side. So why does Rava tell me you need yad yad l'gzeres shavi? It has to say the word yad to teach gzeres shavi kemitza. No, you don't. You don't need the yad of the mitzayru asher to tell you kemitza is with the right hand. You know from the parasha of kemitza itself where it says kuhuna, that means with the right hand. Says the Gemara, Chad l'koymitz. You're right. One source is teaching you that the kemitz has to be done with the right hand. V'chad l'kiddush kaimitz. And the other one is telling you that after you do the kemitza, but then you have to sanctify that kemitza in the vessel, that then you put it with your right hand into the vessel, that that's what it's teaching has to be done with the right hand. So you need two sources, one for the kemitza itself, which is from a vessel, and the other one, which is sanctifying that kemitza in the vessel, that also has to be done with the right hand. Now, however, the Gemara continues and asks, fine, that's according to the Rabbanan. But the Reb Shimon delay by Kiddush Kaim, it's according to Reb Shimon, which is brought later on the third paragraph of Chavav Med Aleph, that the Mishnah there says that if one is going to take this Kemitza and not sanctify it in the service vessel, so Tanna Kamma says it's invalid, and Reb Shimon says it's kosher. He doesn't require sanctifying that Kemitza in the service vessel before you go ahead and you burn it on the Mizbeach. Or even more, says the Gemara. Ulamanda Amanami, even according to the one who says, because there's a Machlekes of Tu Amarum, the Gemara later on, between Reb Yana and Reb Nachman Yitzchak, in the interpretation of Reb Shimon's opinion. One of them says, the reason that Reb Shimon does not require to put the kemitza into a vessel is because since he did the kemitza from a kli sharis, so now he could go ahead and bring it up in a vessel and sacrifice it on the Mizbeach, even with an earthenware vessel. Which means to say that you don't need to have kiddush kaimitz bekli. Now, the other opinion says that no, everyone agrees by the kemitza, even Reb Shimon, the Bayi Kiddush Kaimitz, L'Rib Shimon, that one would even require that you do have to sanctify the Kemitza in a service vessel. So then why does Rib Shimon say it's kosher without a Klei Sharis? So that says, the second opinion, that's regarding the burning of the Mincha on the Mizbeach. Meaning, you have to put the Kemitza into a vessel. But generally, when you have it a vessel, you take it from the vessel and then you have to burn it, you have to throw it onto the Mizbeach with the vessel. And that is what this opinion says Reb Shimon holds, that no, when you're coming to burn the Mincha, then you could even do it by hand. But that's what the Gemara is asking. According to Reb Shimon, that does not require Kiddush Kaimitz, either like Rav Yana, who says you don't need to have to sanctify it at all. Or even according to Rav Nachman, that says that Reb Shimon requires Kiddush Kaimitz, that you do have to put into a service vessel. But even according to that interpretation, even Reb Shimon, that says you need it, it's valid to do it with the left hand for the Kiddush Kaimitz. As the Gemara says later on, that if one comes to do that part of the Avodah, of the Kemitza burning on the Mizbeach, with a vessel, he could do it with the left hand, like a Karban Asham. So either way, of the interpretation of Reb Shimon, we're back to the question, Yad Yad de Rav Olamali. So then, why do you need this extra terminology of Yad according to Rava? Well, you don't need to have an extra terminology of Yad Yad to teach you Kiddush Kaimitz Bekli. You're saying, why do you need Yad Yad? It says, oh, okay, you're right. We already have a source from the Pasuk of Kohuna, or of Kohuna and Etzba, that it says by the laws of the Kemitza, where it says Kapoy. So he's saying, okay, so you're right. We don't need to teach you the laws of Kaimitz, that it has to be with the right hand. So what is Yad Yad coming? It's coming to teach you Kiddush Kaimitz. After you do the Kemitza, so you put that into the vessel. So that the question is, but according to Reb Shimon, you can't tell me that's what the second source of what Yad Yad is coming to tell you of Kiddush Kaimitz Bekli. Because either he doesn't require Kiddush Kaimitz Bekli, or even if he does, he holds explicitly that it could even be with the left hand. So it can't be teaching, it has to be done with the right hand. So says the Gemara, okay, so Ila Kemitza Gufay, but maybe you're going to tell me that no, that actually, it's coming to teach you that the kemitza has to be at the right hand. What do you mean kemitza with the right hand? Didn't we already say you know that already? No, because Reb Shimon holds you can't learn out from just the word kuhuna. Like we said, according to Reb Shimon, kuhuna requires the word etzba, and it doesn't say the word etzba by the kemitza. So on that says the Gemara, no. It can't be even teaching me that the kemitza itself needs to be done with the right hand. Because Aliba Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, Midrabi Yehuda B'Reid B'Chiya Nafka, we know the source that the kemitza could has to be done with the right hand, from a different pasuk. Why? The Amr Yehuda B'Reid B'Chiya says, "My Tamid Reb Shimon." What's the reason, Reb Shimon, that he says that if one comes to do the avodah, as we mentioned this before in the third parak, that with the avodah without a kli sharis of the kemitza, that's going to be kasher? Because he says, because the Amakra, the pasuk says of a yikra, which when it talks about the mincha, it calls it kodesh kodeshim, it's the holiest of the holies, kachatas v'chashem, like a sin offering and like a guilt offering. What does that mean? Why are you comparing the mincha to chatas or like a hashem? Because it depends. If he comes to do it by hand, meaning after he did the kemitza, he's not sanctifying that kemitza in the vessel. Rather, he just takes the kemitza and he goes straight, walks right up to the mizbeach and sacrifices it straight from his hand on the fires of the mizbeach. Then it's telling you, then you have to do it with the right hand, like a chatas, where the chatas has to be only with the right hand, because there it says, according to everyone, the word etzba and kohuna, like it says, but if let's say, he's come to do the service of the kmitza with a vessel, meaning that he actually did sanctify the flour, the kmitza in a vessel, then b'smal kashram, then you could do it with the left hand, like a carbon ashram, meaning you could go ahead, you could do the avayda of kiddush kaimitz, b'smal kashram, the left hand, like the asham etzera, where, although, actually the avayda of ashram is also not with the left hand, but like we mentioned before, it does mention something of the left side, by the asham etzera, which is when it's poured into the kohen's palm, the oil, so therefore, but at least that when it says by Hashem the left, so they're saying that it could also be done with the left hand with a kli. But one thing is that we see from the fact that we compare the mincha to the chatas, from here is where we learn out that any avodah that you're doing by the mincha, if you're doing it with the hand, which here is talking about the sacrificing of it, but either way, even if we're talking about the kemitza, which has to be done with the hand, we would know it has to be done with the right hand. So we're back to the question, what do you need yad yad for? Regarding the kiddush kaimitz, we said, it's not teaching us, because either he doesn't need Kiddush Kemetz B'Kli, and even if you are doing Kiddush Kemetz B'Kli, it could even be done with the left hand. So it can't be teaching that it has to be done with the right hand. And if it's being teaching regarding the Kemitza alone, because like we said, oh, wait a second, Kemitza alone, he doesn't know from the Kamatza Koyin, because from Kamatza Koyin, he doesn't learn that it has to have Kemitza and Etzba, and it doesn't say that by the Kemitza. So on that we said, but that he knows from a different source. He knows from the fact that if Bola of the Biyad, of the Biyamin Kechatzas, which the Kemitza is done by hand, and then we know it's already being done with the right hand. Says the Gemara, Lo Nitzcha, you're right, it wasn't necessary according to Rabbi Shimon, this Gzereshav of Rava of Yad Yad, El Lekoimitz de Michas Chayte, only for the Kemitze of the sinner's flower offering. Why? So, Gedat, I mean, you would have thought to say, Harlvam Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Shimon says, Shalaye Karban Mahudur, he doesn't want that the carbon of the sinner to be beautiful, and therefore it doesn't have Shemen, therefore it doesn't have all these different things. So kikametz lanami bismal tiskasha. So you would have thought to say that although the left hand is the weaker hand, it's not the more distinguished hand, but by the sinner's flower offering, that actually, although we generally say by a mincha, and we learn that from chatas with the right hand, maybe by the mincha's chait, it would be valid even with the left hand, so that it's kamet shnabi mahudur, kamash malan. That's what we learn from yad yad, the gzera shava, which yes, is like Rava said, is an extra word yad yamin, by the mitzera usher, to teach Gzeres Shava to the Kemitza. What do you mean Kemitza? We know Kemitza from there. Oh no, Kemitza by regular Mincha. But the Kemitza of the Menchas Chayte, I would think it's going to be kashrut to the left hand. That's Gzeres Shava's teaching, according to Rabbi Shimon, that the Menchas Chayte has to also be with the right hand.